This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran Wednesday, hours after the Iranian president said he was pulling out of parts of the six-nation nuclear deal. Mr. Trump said in an executive order Wednesday that there will be new sanctions on Iranian metal exports, steel, aluminum, copper, and iron, major sources of revenue for Iran. U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil, its number one moneymaker, have had a devastating effect on its economy. Iran's metal industry is another major source of income. The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Wednesday's 24-16 vote fell along party lines. Ahead of the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the entire Mueller report and reserved the right to block access. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said that Mr. Trump and Barr are trying to make power or take power away from Congress and the American people.
It's an attack on the will, on the ability of the American people to know what the executive branch is doing and to have responsible government. It is an attack on the essence of our democracy, and we must oppose this with every fiber of our being.
Their ranking Republican on that committee, Georgia's Doug Collins, says Nadler is guilty of overstepping his role.
The constitutional crisis is a committee that is asking from the Attorney General things that he cannot give. The constitutional crisis is a committee asking to not only write the law, but enforce the law.
Late Wednesday, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, said he had subpoenaed Attorney General Barr for documents related to the Mueller probe. And Schiff said that Barr has until May 15th to comply with that. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.